It is the post-match show. It is the pink after Liverpool have gone to Sparta Prague and won 5-1. We're upstairs in the White Hart, which I will yet again say is in Liverpool's top three boozers at this point in time. Second only, perhaps, to the engineer, which is just right next to us. I've got Steve Graves and Rob Gutman with me. I will start off with Steve Graves to say we'll get into the selection. He's gone very, very strong. We'll get into the Canate question. We'll get into a wide variety of things. But first and foremost, it's nice that Liverpool win a European game away from home 5-1 and effectively do as much as you can to put a tighter bet in the first leg.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to get into that top three, by the way, Neil. But yeah.
End of the show.
Putting it to bed was...
Yeah, what's number one?
In a minute.
It's the Globe. Anyway, but. Putting it to bed was what I think there was really two schools of thought coming into this game, and it was almost like quite a divisive thing about whether you should just go, we just kind of get through this game, or we just go out to win it. And I think I was pretty much in the second camp, and I don't think people were necessarily saying we couldn't win it by playing more of a shadow team than we did, more of a team that was more based on some of the kids. And I think, you know, to a certain extent our hand is forced by Dan's not being available and a couple of other things, but ultimately I think Liverpool won the game. They laid down a real marker in this competition now, where you just go, how it takes it, you have to talk yourself into the idea of Liverpool not winning it, which is a mad position to be in a European competition, and a mad, like, a sort of, it's almost like we've created the idea that this is a problem now. Like, we've created the idea that it's a problem to win something else. It's a problem to go to Old Trafford next weekend in our pursuit of winning the FA Cup. I think the manager fancies winning them all, and why wouldn't he? And it almost heightens, the background situation almost heightens that idea. And I think Liverpool today, it was a real, really good example of when you looked at the start of this season and you went, I just think Liverpool have got too much firepower for almost anyone all
the
time.
Yes, 100%.
That was one of those situations when you just go, there's a reason Man City have got 1.5 strikers, really. There's a reason for that, because that's how they've chosen to go. Because they could sign 10 if they wanted to. They could have 10 of the best in the world. Liverpool have just, whether it's by accident or design, have found themselves in a position where ultimately is end product and output is all we're about. And sometimes that will mean it's a little bit bumpy and a little bit, but in over a 90-minute period, it's almost like we've worked out that the game over 90 minutes against most teams, Liverpool are going to be more than good enough, particularly when you've got Nunes on the pitch. And I think any time you can get, particularly Nunes and Salah on the pitch and Jota when he's available, Liverpool just look like the favourites in any game. And today that was borne out by, you can talk about Prague having chances, but they had chances, but Liverpool had more and more chances, and Liverpool could have, it could have been about 9-2. That one, it might have been fair.